But let's shift gears just a little bit and take a little bit of an introspective look at the board. And if you recall, we did our retreat with this new formation of the board last April. So we're May, June, July, August, September, October, 6 months on. And one of the things that you talked about at that retreat was around group effectiveness and what it is to be an effective body as such that you are as this board. And I had shared with you something that's that we take from sort of the field of mediation. I think it applies very well to collaborative governance. And sort of the more public-facing space of decision making. And unfortunately, I can't pull up my, I can't do a screen share because I'm looking at a different, it doesn't really matter, but technical difficulties will not allow me to pull this up, but it is in your packet of materials. So you've got it there for reference. It's a pretty simple concentric, three concentric circles. That suggests, and this is I'll give credit to the Christopher Moore who wrote the book, The Mediation Process, who sort of described this construct. But like I said, I do think it, this applies quite well to collaborative governance. Essentially, it suggests that there are three legs of a stool. You know that analogy, that if there are three needs that are tended to, that there's relevant and complete substantive exchange that lead to good substantive outcomes. Two, that there are clear and understood and accepted process and procedures. So there's no confusion there, there's clarity of process and procedure. And that the relational and psychological elements of the individuals within the group is tended to. This together leads to effective working groups. And if we sort of deconstruct that a little bit, I might suggest that in your space, the most complicated tends to be the substantive area. You have, you know, no shortage of sort of well, actually, I think in this space you also have the relational dynamics, as you've discussed in some of your comments today about leadership and about essential, that you have many presumably competing interests or different interests that you're all trying to work with to make good public policy decisions. So having clear process and procedures and tending to your own sort of relational needs as a board, and making sure that you know you have the time and the right substantive exchange leading to outcomes, those three together can really make for effective working groups. So then you discussed as a board, you know, what were some self-described effectiveness measures that you would put for yourselves? And I've got that list here. It's on the agenda. But essentially, you said no surprises, that there's an openness and willingness to discuss bias, working on interpersonal relationships to build trust. Of course, having one-on-ones, having face-to-face, going on field tours, all of those were named as examples for supporting that. And of course, that's one of the limitations that you're all experiencing, we're all experiencing right now. Honesty around how well we are meeting our mission, vision, and values, and having a real honest and candid conversation about that. Seeking clarity on priorities. I think that's something that has emerged in this discussion around effective leadership as well. Being results oriented, drawing on multiple sources of information, and having constructive debate and deliberations. So as you sort of scan those self-described effectiveness measures for yourself, how is it going? How do you feel you are able to meet some of these effectiveness measures or have been over the last 6 months and as you continue to work together in this space? And we'll just kind of open it up to anyone that wants to jump in here.
I'll jump in, Robin. Thanks for all that. That was teed up really well. I've been really, I mean, this has been challenging, obviously, with COVID, and I wish I was, we were in a room together. And one of these days I'll actually meet in person some of my fellow board members. I've been really happy with the dynamic of this group, of how respectful we've been with one another, and how we've brought forward our values and our thoughts and stuff. And so I just been very, I mean, like our last board meeting, I thought was very good, very constructive. I've been, I'll even say I've been pretty happy with Jim. He's been doing a great job. No, but I feel like we've been interacting really well, considering the situation that we're in, which is very, very challenging. For myself personally, I do feel like sometimes on a bit of a little bit of an island over here in LeGrand, and and I have a hope to get to know each of you better and understand you better, and hopefully at some point that'll happen. But that's my, I guess, that's my comment.
This is the navel gazing portion of the retreat, so.
I'll jump in. This is Ben. And I'll echo what Joe said to a great extent. It has been challenging to get to know everybody, all of you, more than just superficially. In the, you know, and I have one of the best parts of these in-person meetings that we did have for a little while was those little 10-minute breaks. And Hillary had to constantly, probably, I don't know about anybody else, but at least me, she was constantly having to say, okay, it's time to get back to the table, because I was thoroughly enjoying having time, you know, getting to know all of you. And I very much appreciate the relationship I have developed with each of you. And I feel like it's a good one. I mean, I feel like with any of you, I can, you know, if I had a question or an issue, I feel comfortable raising that conversation. But it's been very limited, and I think, you know, that's doesn't even need to be said anymore. But we have a lot of capacity to get to know each other better and know what makes each of us tick. And so from an effectiveness, I feel like we are doing the best we can, and I feel very grateful for this great group of folks around us, and really excited for the Senate to get us one more, so that we can have a full group. So, but yeah, just in general, I feel pretty good about things.
You know, I'll say a couple of things from the perspective, but not of one of the three of us who have been there for a couple of years, and to answer the question. So is this, how different is this? Is this that much better than it was? And my answer would be, it is way, way better. And I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, so what was it that wasn't so great previously? And I think there was always a lot of tension, and not just amongst board members, but there was tension with the state forester, that there was just always kind of palpable. There were situations that happened where confidentiality was breached. There was just a lot going on that wasn't all as positive as what I see today. So I'm just thrilled to see the changes, and that has to do to a huge degree with Nancy's leadership. And I see a difference, you know, in the same people that we've been dealing with in terms of some of the leaders of the divisions and staff, who I think are much more at ease in their relationships with each of us now, and all of that. So that's been a big piece of it as well. So, but it's truly so much better.
I'd just like to follow up on that if I could. Jim, so I was reflecting back 3 years ago, you and Joe and I were the newbies. We just came on, right? Trying to figure things. I was trying to figure things out. You and Joe probably already had it figured out, but I was trying to figure things out. And I could not figure it out. I could not. Everything seemed to be a struggle. The tension that you described was real. I come away from meetings just wondering what just happened. And it's 180 degrees now. I feel like we have conversations. We have disagreements. We can disagree and be fine with that. But Jim, I think you just sold yourself short. We've had two changes in leadership. One was Nancy, who is doing an outstanding job. And I think I sure hope we find a state forester that can fill those shoes. But Jim, you as chair have changed the tenor of these meetings too. And I just want to recognize that you've been doing an outstanding job, and it's really made a difference. So thank you for that.
I would jump in and add to that. I think that Jim and Nancy have brought a different style and a different tone of leadership that has just allowed for that intellectual honesty, really good discussion. We're not going to agree on, there'll be a lot we don't agree on, but as long as we can have a safe intellectual environment where we discuss things to the fullest extent and know we came out with the best possible outcome, that's what we should hope for. And I think as long as we listen, across this industry and to the conservation groups, and you know, we listen hard with good leadership, I think we clearly have a different board today. I think that board has good capacity, and we should expect better outcomes and better policies, and that's what we should hope for.
And I would echo what everyone has said as well. I honestly feel like this is a safe space, as weird as that sounds, right? And as an introvert, it's not always easy also to have dialogue, but I honestly feel like I can say what needs to be said. And, you know, people may disagree with me, and I anticipate that at sometimes, but I do. I honestly feel like it'll be a respectful conversation. And I respect everybody on this board and their expertise, and really appreciate all the conversations I've been able to have to date with those folks, or all of you. And so I'm really looking forward to the continuing conversations. And I will mention also, I think part of our easy entry into this board is not only the change in leadership that we've seen both with Nancy and Jim, but I think it's also with our support system that we have with Hillary and the rest of the department staff. Like, I'm looking at all the names here, realizing, you know, I've had conversations with every single one of them recently, right? And if I have an issue on any document or process and I want more information, that they're willing to give that in a very short time frame. And Hillary makes sure that we're always prepared. Our orientation was amazingly structured and smooth. And so I recognize that didn't always happen before either. And it's been such a huge, I felt like we got to start essentially ahead of the game because we were so well informed on the process and some of the things that were already going on at the department. And so I think that's really helped our communication just from the get-go. And so thank you to Hillary also for helping us assimilate so quickly.
Mm-hmm. I would add to that, the other big difference here that I think has gotten us off to a better start is what a great job this staff did once they listened to the three of us bitch about the fact that we had really no onboarding process, and they really listened and they really took that on. And I know they kind of overwhelmed the three of you, but what a totally different picture than what we faced, you know, because I look back now to that first year, sort of my dazed and confused stage, and I think also that I don't know to the degree that everybody's aware, but Nancy has been working with her team on an onboarding plan for the new state forester. And so I'm so glad that they've, you know, really taken that on as something that they knew was important and are doing that. And we'll continue to have conversations today about what our role in that. And while we're talking about it, I'll throw out just one thing in terms of, I think our role is that the state forester job so easily can be so overwhelming because so many things will be coming at that person. One of our roles, I think, will be to make sure that to help that person continually look and prioritize what's most important.
How have the no surprises been going? I know that was a big one that you talked about in April. Is that part of what I'm hearing in this that no one's actually explicitly said is trust, you know, safe space, honest discourse. I feel like I can say what I need to say without fear of, you know, that the tone that's set is kind of enables you all to bring your whole perspective to these conversations and have some real constructive, what did Carla called it, honest, healthy disagreements and discourse and kind of intellectual honesty, Carla suggested. So that speaks to me about trust in each other and trust in the work that you're doing and the relationship that you have with the department right now. So more of that, it sounds like. Is there anything that, you know, on this list that, you know, it sounds like that's a big one just based on what you've all said? Anything else? And clarity on priorities, I just want to note that as well, because that seems like something that has emerged as an important aspect you feel in helping your new state forester be effective, that there are going to be just multiple competing priorities and really helping to be clear about that by taking a big picture and then helping to focus the effort. Is there anything else that emerges as relevant for your effectiveness? And I guess I would extend that now to a conversation with Nancy about, you know, what does the state forester need from the board to be effective?
Before others answer that, I just want to give Robin the history on the no surprises. And that really had to do with the dynamic of the fact that our public meetings are a public meeting. And there had been a few instances where board members were bringing up issues that they had not brought up in board meetings with staff, potentially, you know, putting people in kind of embarrassing public situations, and either intentionally or unintentionally, it was part of those dynamics. And so it was an issue of, if we're going to be really respectful, we're not going to show off in a public forum or try to make other people look bad or anything. That's where the no surprises came from, because of the public forum process.
Hey, Robin, sorry about this. I just have a quick question. The effectiveness traits that we have identified before, is that document in our packet right now? Do others have that? Or were you just reading them off? I was just wondering if I...
I had it on this agenda, but I don't know if it showed up in your packet. I'll make sure it gets to you.
Sorry, if I'm the only one missing it, I apologize. I just thought it might be helpful to
you. So the Venn diagram, are you referring to that? Should be on our agenda, but you're referring to something else?
Yeah, I'm just referring to the traits that we had identified before as being representative of those different circles.
Yeah, I'll throw them in the chat. And if folks want to continue on in your conversation while I do that. So let me just circle back to Nancy. And as you think about the exchange and the effectiveness and some of the perspective that's been shared so far, reversely, what does the state forester need from the board?
Well, I suspect I would be in a place that I would still be learning about that, because I think that would take a person a good year or more to maybe fully understand what was needed. That said, I feel like I've been provided with everything that I need in the job that I've been striving to do here. And essentially that's been that, that, you know, the relationships have been established, which meant that these board members dedicated a lot of one-on-one time with me, and that continues through today. So basically, you know, them being available, being visible, available to the state forester, being engaged, and that's been extremely helpful, and I think really helpful to the executive team, the level of engagement by individual board members around sometimes their more passionate topics, but being available to problem solve, actually solving problems for me at times, taking things off of my plate. That's been extremely helpful. You know, I think being decisive, you know, following healthy deliberation. Decisions by the board are what allows and enables the agency to move forward, right? To actually affect change. And so I think myself and others have appreciated the decisions and or, you know, decisions that you will make in the future, but you have proven that you'll make decisions. And then lastly, I think for, you know, the role of the board fundamentally as well is the board has to have the state foresters and the agencies back at times, and not just backing, but sometimes literally, you know, be the backstop. And I feel that this board has been there and willing and able to do that. And so I think that the board is operating at a very efficient and effective, highly functioning level. And I don't know of, at least for myself right now, that I could think of anything else that I would need that that isn't already there.